Emily Parker is concerned.
We want to make sure that our community fully understands that this is no longer about supply. This is about survival.
She's the director of Bethlehem-based Kay Galgan Lifehouse. It's a nonprofit that serves hundreds of pregnant women, mothers, and their families who are facing hardships.
80 to 90% of the clients that we see are coming in and asking for formula. And of course, due to our limited inventory and our limited stock from the donors, we are unable to do this.
Parker says her organization relies on supplies donated by the public. So when inventory is low on store shelves, they don't have supplies to distribute to people. But this week, the FDA announced it was taking steps to improve the nation's formula supply, including working with manufacturers to increase product output. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.